On September 8th, 1966, at 8:30 Eastern, the United States saw the first episode of Star Trek, and we began a voyage that has lasted 50 years so far. We at Starship Excelsior started working on a special episode for the 50th anniversary because we wanted to give something special back to a show that has given us so much for so long. We owe a lot of thanks from the people who came out last December to support a Kickstarter for this episode, to the talented cast and crew who came together through May to help us record it, and to the good people at CBS Paramount who have worked hard and taken some risks to keep non-commercial fan productions like ours alive despite a tumultuous year in our community. Above all, we dedicate this episode to our friend and colleague, Michael Liebman. Michael co-starred as Alex Bevrall on our show since we launched 9 years ago. He died suddenly after surgery just a few weeks after recording his part for this episode. This one's for you, Michael. We did the good work. It's a new era for fan productions. There will never be another episode of Starship Excelsior like this one. But, after all, there's only one 50th anniversary. So happy birthday, Star Trek. Surely, the best of times.
Previously on Starship Excelsior.
We're looking for an artifact called the Map Stone. If we find it, it will lead us to an Iconian treasure trove called Avalon.
You knew. You knew it was a trap, and you came anyway.
Of course we came anyway. The Map Stone is our one and only chance at stopping the enslavement of the galaxy. And this was our one and only chance at finding it.
You still have two Bluegill cruisers in orbit, ready to pounce. They outgun you.
But outrun us? We don't think so.
It'll be close. We should be able to get back to the Dyson Gateway before they catch us.
Now give us the Map Stone.
It's done.
Time to intercept.
We'll still make the gateway 6 seconds before they can disrupt our warp field.
Sir, I'm picking up a transmission from the Bluegill ship. It's not directed at us, sir. They're transmitting to the gateway itself.
Helm, all stop. Turn and fight.
Too late.
Yubari, hail the starbase. Tell them company's coming.
I can't. Sir, I'm not detecting Starbase 911 anywhere in the system.
Enemy ships coming through now.
All about.
They're returning fire.
Brahms wasn't kidding about their guns. Hell, evasive pattern bands such as we want. The Bluegills have everything they need to conquer the galaxy.
And they're gonna start by finishing us off.
And now, the conclusion.
Captain's log, stardate 9881.4. Captain Nyota Uhura recording. Excelsior is patrolling Romulan neutral zone in wake of a disaster in the TOMAD system. Although command has recalled Excelsior to Earth, a malfunction has left us stranded here on the front line.
Captain, you're up early.
Up late, actually. I couldn't sleep. I thought I might as well stare at the stars for a while.
While the Romulan threat is serious, Captain, it is not logical for you to lose sleep over it.
Why not? Command thinks an armada could cross the border any hour now. May as well be awake. But you are right, Commander Savick. I'm not worried about the Romulans.
Captain, Nyota, it was not your fault. I thought Captain Chekov had made that clear.
Savick, Janice Rand was my first officer for 10 years. It doesn't matter whose fault it was.
Be that as it may, I promise you she wouldn't want to be remembered with a lot of frowning out at the night sky. But I've already told you that too, Nyota.
Then how would she want to be remembered, Pavel?
Less endings, more beginnings.
Then, if I may say, sirs, I have always wondered, how did the three of you become friends?
Ah, that was a little incident Janice and I like to call the Pavel A. Chekov Memorial Safari.
Oh, I believe I have heard elements of this story.
Whatever you've heard, you should know that the Gertu plant was trying to bite my arm off.
Admiral McCoy told me that you were teasing her.
That is a scurrilous invention. I was saying hello. 23 years old, how was I supposed to know that was plant speak for please eat me?
23? By God, that was 50 years ago. We were so...
young?
I was going to say stupid. But what were you doing there? I don't remember you coming aboard until our trip to Vulcan.
Don't dismiss my first year on the Enterprise just because I wasn't on the bridge. I spent 6 months scraping photo flea nests on deck 8. Mr. Spock kept telling me how important it was. All I know is his inspection tours left me in worse shape than some of the battles I've had with the Romulan Navy. Speaking of Romulans, may we start the briefing a little early?
I think so. In fact, I'd like to start by thanking you, Captain Chekov, for being willing to extend your visit aboard the Excelsior. I know the Enterprise will miss you.
The Enterprise is spending 2 months in dry dock thanks to the Tomed incident. She doesn't need her captain that whole time. My first officer will hold down the fort.
Still, I owe Miss Sulu a favor. I'll get you back as soon as I can.
That is dependent upon the Romulans.
Yes, the Romulans. As you can see, sensors this morning detected 6 Romulan warbirds in our patrol zone.
2 more than yesterday. That places the majority of their fleet on the neutral zone.
But they're not massed in any one system.
If they plan to attack, it's not a formation we recognize.
Personally, I don't think the Romulans know what to do next. The Tomed incident left them stupefied. They haven't decided whether to come out guns blazing or crawl back home to hide under the covers.
The Legate won't violate the zone, not while she knows Excelsior is waiting for her.
Then I regret to introduce a second agenda item, another call from Starfleet Command.
When?
47 minutes ago.
They're threatening to send a ship this time. Sorry, offering to send a ship this time. To help you with your engine troubles.
Starfleet's orders are the same.
Yes, sir. Excelsior is to return to space dock with all due speed so that it can be decommissioned and dismantled.
What are they thinking? We're sitting on a powder keg out here. One misstep by a single Starfleet captain, and we'll be in the middle of the biggest space war since the last Romulan invasion.
I think that's exactly what the admirals are thinking. They don't trust you to follow the regulations.
We have often treated them more like guidelines.
If that.
We haven't had a choice. Out here on the frontier, months out of contact with Federation bases.
That was once the reality. Today, however, Admiralty can contact any captain in a matter of seconds. I believe they think of us as cowboys.
What's so bad about cowboys? They ride in and save the day.
The admirals don't want us saving the day. They want us out here following orders.
So the question is, Captain, what do you plan to do about it?
Mr. Savick, contact Starfleet and tell them we're still having engine troubles. Include the scare quotes if you like. But if they try to send a repair ship, stall. The moment Excelsior leaves the front line, we're replaced by the Falcon under Commander Mark Jameson.
Jameson.
The Ignan Karova from the Velos Prime mission? I read your reports.
Indeed.
He's just the kind of man Command looks for now. Ambitious, career-minded, and straight as a razor blade.
He merely lacks compassion, intelligence, and good judgment. Besides that, a fine officer.
Besides that.
Command will have to phaser me out of my chair before I give the neutral zone to Mark Jameson.
I'll stall Starfleet Command, Captains. However, their patience is limited. We should...
Bridge to conference cabin.
Uhura here. What is it, Ensign?
A priority one distress call, sir. It's coming from Union system.
Union? That's practically inside the neutral zone.
Could be a trap.
Can you make out who's sending it, Helmsman?
No, sir. Transmission is too garbled. It sounds like they're under heavy attack.
definitely a trap.
Even so, we can't ignore a distress call on our side of the border.
What about your engine troubles?
Captain, I am pleased to report that our engine troubles have suddenly resolved. However, they could fail again at any time.
Bless you, Savik. Mr. Spock trained you well.
Helm, lay on a course to Union and engage at maximum warp. Go to yellow alert and prepare combat drills.
Aye, sir.
Uhura out.
Yellow alert.
My friends, it looks like these cowboys are going out for one last ride. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Excelsior.
Our mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, new civilizations.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Star Trek.
Excelsior. Starring Nichelle Nichols as Captain Nyota Uhura.
With Walter Koenig as Captain Pavel Chekhov.
And Robin Curtis as Commander Savick.
Co-produced by Larry Phelan,
David Allender,
Justin Clutter,
and Samuel Gillis.
What's our status, Captain Chekhov?
Combat efficiency rating is 100%. Approaching Union system. 3 planets, 1 M-class, explored only by probe.
Mr. Savick, have we anything else?
We detect a weak Federation transponder, but the registry is garbled. I read it as NCC-2000.
Well, that can't be right. NCC-2000 means Excelsior. And that's us.
They must be saying NCC-2000-something.
Perhaps the Challenger? Or the Stargazer?
I was in a top brass briefing on Earth 2 days ago. No ships with a 2000 registration are on patrol in this quadrant. Much less the neutral zone.
Approaching coordinates. I'm picking up weapons fire.
Red alert. All hands to battle stations.
Drop to impulse on my mark. Mark.
My God.
2 alien spacecraft, configuration unknown, attacking 1 Starfleet vessel.
That's no Starfleet vessel I've ever seen.
It's even bigger than Vengeance.
I can't make out the name. Too much smoke.
Her running lights are flickering.
Can anyone see a name?
Attacking vessels are not responding to hails. Starfleet vessel is losing main power. It is transmitting a valid Federation transponder. What are my orders?
Whoever they are, they're flying our flag under fire. Let's lend a hand. Captain Chekov, can you take tactical?
My thoughts exactly.
Target the attacking vessels and fire at will.
Firing phaser one.
What was that?
Phaser fire was reflective. We scored a direct hit, and it came right back at us.
Could they be using some kind of new shield? Hold phasers and fire torpedoes.
A perfect shot.
Torpedo also reflected back.
This just isn't fair.
Ceasefire. Helm, move us between the unknowns and the Starfleet ship.
Aye, sir.
Now they're shooting at us instead.
Any ideas on stopping a ship that's immune to particle weapons?
Perhaps. Captains, observe the Starfleet vessel.
Their main power is nearly down. Look, all the running lights are flickering.
Hold on, Captain. They're not just flickering. It's Morse code. They're trying to get a message to us. Mr. Savick, run the last 3 minutes of tape through the computer and translate.
1, 3, 5. These are spatial coordinates. 1, 3, 5, by 5, 2, by 6. Subgrid G.
Those coordinates would take us straight into the Starfleet ship's firing arc.
Which would pull the bad guys into their sights behind us. Helm, 1, 3, 5, by 5, 2, by 6, G. Full impulse.
Aye, sir.
Enemy ships are following.
Now we find out if this was a Romulan trap after all, hey, Captain?
Thank you for that warm thought.
We've arrived at coordinates, Captain.
Enemy ships entering target zone.
Starfleet vessel firing.
What is that torpedo?
It is blue.
And it's big. Both enemy craft are badly damaged. Their engine cores are destabilizing.
Helm, full reverse.
Full reverse, aye.
Alien vessels destroyed.
If those were Romulan ships, then they just went to war.
If the Romulans had ships like that, they would have gone to war a long time ago.
And they would have won.
True enough. Cancel red alert. Savick, that was brilliant.
I only suspected a pattern in their running lights, Captain. You were the one to identify it.
Can anyone tell me who we just rescued?
Transponder registry coming through now. NCC-2000-C. Captains, that ship is identifying as the Starship Excelsior.
This is Captain Dovan. All stations, stand down to yellow alert and relay damage reports through Lieutenant Yubari. Everyone okay?
A few bruises, sir.
Yours to command, Captain.
The map stone? Yubari?
The Bluegills beamed it out of our containment unit when the shields were down. It's somewhere in that debris field.
Find it. The fate of the entire galaxy depends on us bringing that little stone back to HQ.
Captain? The navigational sensors...
Just a moment, Bev. Did anyone get a good look at our rescuer's registry number? I'd really like to know what a rust bucket like that is doing in this system. Instead of, you know, the entire Third Fleet.
And the Starbase. And the colony.
Good point. It's like some great hand completely erased Starfleet's presence in Union system. Helm, we did go through the right gateway, didn't we?
We did take the correct wormhole. This is Union system. It's just not our Union system.
What's that supposed to mean? It either is Union or it isn't.
Sir, when we entered the Gateway Vortex, it was Stardate 60685, correct?
That's today's date, yes.
No, it's not. Navigational sensors just checked the pulsar maps. Today's date is Stardate 9988.
9988 what?
That's it, ma'am. 9988.
But that's the old Stardate system.
Never could make heads or tails of it. What's today in metric, Bev?
In Gregorian, sir, it's January 13th, 2311 Anno Domini. We're 73 years in the past.
Well, that explains where the starbase went.
It won't be built for another 60 years. The Bluegills must have tampered with the gateway, pulled us back in time.
Where they could pick us off slowly with no hope of reinforcement. Then that ship out
was on neutral zone patrol and heard our distress call. She may not have quantum torpedoes, sir, but she's top of the line for this era. I'm still getting her registry.
We should have hailing frequencies in a minute, sir.
If we've traveled through time, it's all the more important that we get to the Mapstone fast.
Imagine what would happen to history if they discovered it here and now.
Sir, we're being hailed.
Can we answer them?
Rerouting battery power to the transceiver array.
On screen.
Respond and identify. Federation Star... Captains? I have them.
I can see that.
Jehoshaphat.
God in heaven.
This is Captain Nyota Uhura, calling the other starship Excelsior. Wherever you came from, I think you got a little lost.
Jehoshaphat.
Captain Uhura, this is First Officer Alex Lorok of the USS Excelsior C, and you're quite right. We were pulled here from the future by enemy action, and the moment we retrieve what they stole from us, we'll be heading home.
And how do you intend to do that?
There's a sort of wormhole orbiting the third planet of this system. Your scans won't pick it up, but it's there. And it's what brought us here.
Jehoshaphat.
Your captain seems to be at a loss for words, Mr. Lorok.
You'll have to forgive him, sir. He's just met his all-time greatest heroes.
This is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. I think I love time travel.
You won't be saying that when you see how much paperwork you have to fill out.
Don't ruin this for me, Chekhov.
He knows my name, too.
We know all your names. You're legends. Where's Commander Rand? Oh, no. The Tomehead incident.
It's okay, Captain. She died as she lived.
A hero. I wish we could stay and chat.
That would break even more laws than you usually do, sir.
There is that. We have an item to collect, and then we'll be on our... Whoa! Report! What was that?
Excelsior C, we detect a vortex opening over Union 3. Readings are consistent with the gateway you described.
It is the gateway, sir, and its guidance array has locked on. We're being pulled in.
We can't leave yet. We don't have the map stone.
Excelsior C, can you deactivate it?
Alex?
No, it's a remote block. Admiral Parker's trying to save us. Ready or not, we're going home right now.
That is amazingly typical of him. Helm, full reverse. Buy us as much time as you can.
Aye, sir.
Yubari, we need that stone now.
Can we help? Just tell us where to point our sensors.
The map stone was aboard one of the enemy ships when they were destroyed. It's in the debris field. It's a pyramid, about a meter in each dimension.
Is it not likely, then, that your mapstone was destroyed as well?
The mapstone's an Iconian artifact made of solid neutronium, Admiral Savick. Not even our torpedoes can hurt that.
I am only a commander, Captain.
Damn. Then please don't tell Temporal Investigations I said that.
Temporal who?
Oh, damn again. Yubari, how long to finish your sensor sweep?
3 hours. 2, minimum.
We have about 10 seconds to vortex.
Captains, please.
Is that important?
If we don't bring home the map stone, the galaxy will be destroyed. I don't have time to tell the whole story, but that's how it ends.
Then we'll find it and send it in after you.
Thank you, Captain.
Impulse engines overheating.
We're going in.
All hands, brace for impact.
So, history never forgets the name. Excelsior.
Or the name... Chekhov.
I advise you, sirs, not to let it go to your heads.
Oh, yes, sir. Admiral Savick.
Ah, humor. Finding the so-called mapstone with our scanners will take up to a day.
Then we'd better start looking. We're way out of position, barely 6 billion clicks from the Romulan border. And both Starfleet and Romulan High Command are going to notice. I want that artifact out of this timeline before anyone starts asking questions we can't answer.
Did they say the artifact was Iconian?
I think so.
Sirs, I thought the Iconians were a myth.
So did everyone.
The Romulans don't. They've been probing the neutral zone for years, searching for Iconian technology.
How do you...
This is what you get for skipping all those captain's briefings at HQ. The point is, we need to secure this artifact fast.
Transmit to Starfleet Command. Excelsior responding to distress call in Union system. Upon arrival, no sign of distress. Signals may have been Excelsior malfunction. Encode and transmit with Cipher 11.
Sir, intelligence believes the Romulans have broken Cipher 11.
Exactly. I want them to think there's nothing worth looking for out here.
Shouldn't we follow up with an accurate report under a stronger code?
Then the Romulans would know our first message was a trick.
Good point. Besides, Command would probably just send Mark Jameson to take over from us. Perhaps it's best they don't know.
Decidedly a fringe benefit.
I am receiving a response.
Read it out.
It's real-time video, Captain.
Out here? I didn't even think Cipher 11 worked at real time. Haven't these kids learned of long-distance charges?
He is not using Cipher 11. This is Cipher 81.
But the Romulans haven't cracked 81.
Apparently we aren't dealing with a genius. It's Admiral Stiles, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Of course it is. I was sure some bright young Federation councilman would have got rid of him by now.
No such luck. The council eats out of his hand. I'll take him privately in the conference cabin.
Rerouting.
And just where do you think you're going, Captain?
With you. Against Stiles, you'll need the moral support.
Just don't pull a check off on him.
Me? I would never do such a thing, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not on your ship.
Better. Screen on.
Uhura! What the hell do you think you're doing?
Cleaning up the mess you made at Tomad, Admiral. As usual.
We all saw you go to warp, Uhura. Your orders to return to Starbase immediately.
I'm sorry, Admiral, but we're experiencing more engine problems.
Captain Chekov, the only trouble on the Excelsior is this mutiny. The moment we tow you into space dock, your logs will prove it. I've waited a lot of years for this, Captain Uhura, but this is the end of the road for you.
We'll see. If you're calling me to gloat sets off a war with the Romulans, I doubt if you'll be around to court-martial me.
What are you talking about, Uhura?
You contacted me on an encrypted channel moments after I told Command on a public frequency that there's nothing of interest in this star system. The Romulans will be suspicious. Sooner or later, they'll investigate.
So what? Union has no strategic value. Let them look all they want.
Admiral, we contacted you with a broken code for a reason. We needed to misdirect the Romulans. When they learn what we've actually found here...
Yes, I'm sure. You made some incredible discovery that will change the galaxy forever. I've had enough misdirection from the Excelsior. The USS Falcon has been dispatched to escort you home under tow, and they've been advised to ignore your hails. Stiles out.
For 10 years, the biggest threats to galactic peace have been the Romulan Empire and Admiral John Andrew Lawrence H. Stiles. We've held them off a dozen times each. But right now, they're practically working together, and I'm missing my right arm.
Janice, do you remember how we used to argue with each other in here, trying to convince Captain Sulu who was right?
She always said Excelsior means ever upward. She never let me give up.
She pushed us, all of us, to make the right decisions, which were never the easy ones.
And now, I have a few clever ideas, Pavel, but I don't have her grace. If I get it wrong today...
Romulans to the left of them, admirals to the right of them. Into the Valley of Death, rode the Excelsior.
What in the world?
Damage report.
A spatial disruption. Cause unknown.
Shield holding.
Send a damage control team to Deck 6 life support.
But the computer reports no damage.
Ensign, I was first officer of the starship 10 years before that computer was agleam in Montgomery Scott's eye.
Are you saying you know better, sir, than a computer?
He knows better than anybody. Send the team, then run an extensive scan. I want to know where that wave came from and how far it's going to reach.
Ma'am?
Ensign, a warp in the space-time continuum just showed up, less than a light year from the Romulan border. You want a match to light the powder keg we're sitting on? Tell me if the Romulans felt that.
Yes, sir.
Captains, we are being hailed.
By whom?
According to my instruments, the Lanka Pulsar.
What?
I have no explanation.
On screen.
Yellow alert.
Captains, it's good to see you.
Captain Dovan, wasn't it? I'm sorry, but we can't talk right now.
The spatial distortion wave, right?
That was you?
No, the map stone. In my timeline, it's been 2 weeks since my Excelsior met yours. We've had time to run simulations. We took over the Midas Array and punched through a pulsar so we could talk with you.
So what is happening?
Neva, you're on.
The Mapstone knows it's in the wrong time zone. It can't fulfill its function as long as it's in the past, so it's trying to get back to when it belongs.
That seems logical.
Not quite. The only way it knows how to get home, to our time, is by ripping open a hole in the fabric of space-time. That's what it's doing. In a few days, it will succeed.
A few days? The Romulans will certainly notice. They'll suspect a new Federation superweapon. It will be war.
No such luck.
The Mapstone's rips are going to get bigger and bigger as it struggles to get home. By the end of a few days, it will be wreaking major destruction throughout the sector. Perhaps the Quadrant.
You have to send it back to us before then.
Sir, a communication is jammed.
Where'd they go?
Jammed. Savik, source.
Computing. 10 kilometers aft.
Right behind us.
Red alert. Shields up! All hands to battle station.
Romulan Iverix class warbird decloaking. Correction, 3 warbirds decloaking. We're surrounded.
Leggett, the Federation starship is surrounded and helpless. They are hailing.
Subcommander, the starship Excelsior has been often surrounded, but never helpless. Be on your guard. Establish 2-way visual link with their commander.
Yes, Leggett.
Leggett, you have me at a disadvantage.
Well, that's how I prefer you, Captain Uhura. Compromise.
This is Captain Chekov. You have violated the neutral zone, Leggett. You've threatened the starship.
It's not like you to commit an act of war, Leggett.
Oh, we are on a mission of mercy. On behalf of the Romulan Star Empire, we detected a distress signal and investigated, and confident that the Federation would forgive a small breach of treaty if it could save innocent lives, and no doubt the same distress call brought you here, Captains.
We're grateful, Leggett, but your assistance is not required.
It appears not. The debris field near the third planet suggests you already destroyed the source of the distress call.
It was a Starfleet medical frigate. Her engine was overloading. Unfortunately, we didn't get here in time.
Really? And why didn't you mention that in your call to Starfleet Command?
That message was encrypted.
Oh, please. Uhura, if you believed for a second that that code was secure, you'd never have transmitted. The Tal Shiar will be very unhappy to know that we've lost Cipher 11. Now, what is this debris, really? What are you doing here? What caused the spatial disruption we just encountered?
What spatial disruption? We've detected nothing like that here, Leggett.
No lies, Captain. Subcommander, target their bridge.
Disruptor's locked, Leggett.
I'm willing to tolerate a great deal from you, Nyota. But I will not tolerate another lie.
In that case, Leggett, I cannot answer your question.
Uhura!
I'm sorry.
Screen off!
Frequency closed, Leggett.
Sensor sweep of that debris field. The Excelsior is looking for something in there, and I want to know what it is.
At once, Leggett.
Well, that's done it. I don't suppose they've dropped their target lock, Captain.
All three warbirds still locked on our bridge. Shall I return targeting, Captain?
We just provoke her.
She seems pretty provoked already.
I've known the Leggett for 20 years. I only saw her get really angry once. It wasn't today.
Incoming message over subspace.
The Leggett?
The Pulsar, sir. The other Excelsior is cutting through the interference.
They have time to figure that out on their end.
On screen. Captain Dovan, I'm sorry we were cut off last time.
Captain Dovan? Who told you that?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Have we met?
Captain Uhura? Captain Chekhov? I'm Rachel Cortez, captain of the Excelsior Sea. We spoke a few minutes ago. Lieutenant Commander Dovan is my first officer.
Respectfully, ma'am, we've spoken to Mr. Dovan twice, but this is the first time we've ever seen you.
Uh-oh. Alex, what's going on?
Time travel.
The timeline is in flux, Captains. What your Excelsior is doing today has started rewriting your future and our present. What you do next will change our lives in the face of the galaxy for centuries to come.
Then you hold our future in your hands, Excelsior.
We'll try not to drop it.
Thank you. I'm transmitting instructions for returning the Mapstone through the gateway. Destroy them at the end of your mission.
Message received.
We'll be in touch. Excelsior out.
No more time travel, I said. Not after the nuclear vessels. Never again.
Our time travels have always taken us to the past. This is the first time we've seen the future.
Yes. And it's changing before our eyes. Who knows who they'll be next time.
Captain Uhura, I need your assistance at Science Station.
This sounds like good news.
Scanners just detected this. A 1 meter pyramid. Neutronium alloy. We were fortunate to find it so quickly.
That's our map stone. But it's in a decaying orbit. How long until it burns up in the atmosphere?
As a neutronium alloy, the atmosphere will hardly even slow it down. Given its vector, I predict surface impact in 203 seconds. Then we must simply beam down and secure it.
I'm afraid it won't be that easy, Sabek.
Why? The Romulans cannot block our transporter beam from orbit.
You said it yourself. It's neutronium. It's practically the densest matter in the universe. Even a little neutronium will make a big impact when it hits.
Of course. An inexcusable oversight. Let me recompute. Impact will create a crater approximately 2,000 kilometers wide. The Mapstone will be buried under at least 30 meters of lava.
That sounds like the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
The Mapstone's impact force will be substantially larger, Captain.
Then we have to catch the Mapstone before impact.
I concur. Do you have any suggestions?
Without letting the Romulans know we found it?
That would seem to be ideal, but time is of the essence.
I know. I'll wing it. Follow my lead, Mr. Savick.
Sir.
Helm, disengage orbital autopilot, but do not assume manual control.
Captain, with no control, we'll spiral.
Disengage autopilot.
Aye, sir.
We are drifting into the atmosphere. Acceleration low, but increasing.
Captain, when we hit 134 Mark 4, fire a 1 second burst of all starboard thrusters at 300% normal power.
Ah, good thinking.
But, sirs, that will burn them out. We'd lose attitude control.
134 Mark 2. 134 Mark 3.
Firing thrusters.
All hands, burst the turbulence.
Commander Savick, signal Commander Romulan vessel. Engine malfunction becoming critical. Recommend you move to a safe distance in case of Excelsior destruction.
Will they see evidence of this engine malfunction on their scanners?
Mr. Savick?
I have falsified our sensor readings. Other ships will consider remaining in the area an extreme risk.
Sound red alert. Bring up emergency lighting and let science station smolder like that for a while. We need to make ourselves look hurt.
Sir, we are already at red alert.
She wants you to play the clock scene again, Commander.
Fascinating. Drama. A difficult concept.
Condition red. Condition red. All hands to battle stations. Repeat. Condition red.
The Legate's flagship is hailing.
On screen.
Captain, do you require assistance? The evacuation of your ship? We stand ready to prevent the tragic loss of life.
That won't be necessary, Legate. When we get this under control, I'll be sure to note your generosity in my log. But you should get out of here just in case.
Acknowledged. Out.
Captain, our orbit is decaying.
Let it ride, Ensign.
The Romulans are moving off, engaging cloaking devices.
We are drifting into the same orbit as the Mapstone. Transporter range in 30 seconds.
134 Mark 4. Ah, of course. I should have realized it was an intercept course.
Yes, Ensign, you should have. But you're young. And I'll bet you don't play much poker. Mr. Chekhov, lock on transporters.
It's moving too fast for transporters. We'll have to use the tractor beam.
Make it so. Helm, plot a new course. Once we have the map stone, I want to be far away when the Romulans realize we tricked them.
Aye, sir.
Now entering dark side of orbit. Assuming the Romulans moved off as we advised, we are now invisible to their sensors.
Tractor beam ready.
Engage port thrusters and regain stable attitude.
Aye.
Engaging tractor. Captain, border the cloaking dead ahead.
Shields to maximum.
They are hailing.
On screen.
I wondered what you were looking for, Captain. I don't think I expected it to be so small. Stable neutronium. Very impressive. I had no idea the Federation science had advanced so far. What is it, Uhura?
We have nothing to say.
Come now, Captains. I just caught the two of you in the middle of some kind of a secret experiment. 2 minutes for the neutral zone. Surely you have some explanation.
You said no lies.
Yes, and then you lied to me about your so-called engine malfunction.
I'm sorry about that.
Do you want to hear my theory?
Oh, this should be good.
I think you're testing a super weapon. You warped into the system to test it on an inert target, which you did, then a planet, which we interrupted.
We're 2 minutes from the Romulan border. Why would we run a weapons test this close?
To intimidate the Romulan people. A weapon so small would slip right past the orbital defenses of any Romulan colony within 100 light years. You'd end this crisis with a threat of mass destruction. Just like the Genesis device. Just like the universe. Meta weapon. Ah, but this one is ours now. Subcommander?
Yes, Legate.
Engage tractor beam.
At once, Legate.
No. Chekhov, increase power to tractor beam.
Aye.
Mapstone is holding position.
Captain, you will disengage your tractor or I will open fire. You're well aware there are at least 2 more cloaked warbirds behind you.
We have reinforcements on the way.
Ha! The starship Falcon? Even respond to your hails.
What makes you say that?
The Empire broke your cipher 81 2 weeks ago. I watched your entire conversation with John Lawrence Stiles.
Then you know we weren't testing a weapon.
I know. Admiral Stiles hasn't been told about it, which doesn't surprise me. Have you read his classified file? The man can't keep a secret. You're outgunned, Iota. Disengage your tractor beam.
Mr. Chekhov, you've been following this conversation?
I have made all appropriate preparations to carry out your orders.
Good. Fire.
Taser 2, fire.
You want war, Captain. We'll give you a war. Sub-commander, launch torpedo.
At once, Lincoln.
Screen off.
Two more Romulan warbirds decloaking aft.
Damage to their tractor beam, Captain. They're disengaged.
Plasma torpedo impact. Minor damage to all decks. Tractor beam offline.
Get it back.
The Mapstone is entering terminal descent. Detonation imminent.
Tractor beam now.
Impossible, Captain.
Another torpedo.
Brace for impact.
All hands.
Helm, all ahead full. Get us out of the blast radius.
All ahead full, aye.
Mapstone impact in 5 seconds.
Romulan warbirds are also withdrawing to a safe distance.
Mapstone impact now. Impact has ripped much of the atmosphere clean off of Union 3.
Projections indicate all multicellular life on the planet's surface will be made extinct within 200 years.
No. No.
The Legate's flagship is hailing. Sir.
Captain Uhura, by the terms of the Seldonis Conventions, you are hereby charged with the war crimes of planetary sterilization and illegal weapons testing, as is your conspirator, Captain Chekhov. You are under arrest, and your ship is impounded.
Have you forgotten which side of the neutral zone you're
Captain.
On?
Captain. Legate, you know me better than anyone. You know I wouldn't destroy a planet.
Do not test me, Captain.
Do you want a war, Legate?
I wanted nothing more than peace, but you fired on me, Captain. If that means war, so be it.
Our weapons are locked on their bridge.
Power down all weapons.
But
Captain.
We surrender. Legate, we surrender. I'll beam over to your ship immediately to discuss terms.
There are no terms. We shall spare your crew, but you, Captain, will spend the voyage back to Romulus in our brig.
Okay. I'm beaming over now. I expect you to break weapons lock by the time we drop our shields.
It will be done. Screen off.
Niota, we didn't destroy that planet.
No. But there's no way we can convince her without telling her the truth.
Then why not tell her the truth?
Aside from the risk to the timeline, I don't think she'd believe me.
So you're giving up?
Not just yet. Let's discuss it in the lift. Transporter room. Chekhov, the shuttle you brought from the Enterprise... Did you bring that volcano-snuffing equipment we talked about?
The cold fusion generators? From Nibiru? Yes, but I don't think you and Savik have time to take them apart like you wanted.
We're not going to. Savik, can you bounce a transporter beam off the Romulan's communication array?
Yes, but I cannot guarantee the safety of anyone in the beam. Why?
We have a new plan.
How desperate is it?
Very. Also extremely. dangerous.
I like it already.
Captain Uhura, welcome aboard my vessel.
Place your wrists in these manacles, Captain.
That won't be necessary, Subcommander. You and the guard are dismissed.
But Leggett...
I do not trust her any more than you do, Subcommander. I made that mistake once a long time ago, and I am a good pupil of my mistakes.
That wasn't me.
Silence, Captain, or I'll cut out your tongue. Dismissed, Subcommander.
Yes, Leggett.
Captain, you will accompany me to my cabin.
There's no one watching us. You can call me Nyota here.
Lift. If you dare use my name today, Captain, I truly will cut out your tongue.
I'm sorry. I presume...
Yes, you did, Captain. You should know that while I beamed you aboard... We bounced a transporter signal off your communications array to send a landing party of Romulan soldiers down to the planet.
Liggett, why would you do that?
Because I thought you might do the same thing. My officers have orders to shoot on sight. If you sent troops down there to secure your super weapon, those troops will be dead in a few minutes.
Then it's a good thing I didn't try. When did you become so cunning, Liggett?
Accompany me to my cabin. I want you to see what you've done.
I saw.
You saw computer projection on your main view screen. You couldn't bear to look out a window. And my cabin has the biggest windows in the Imperial Navy. Come.
Sir?
I'm not sure. This isn't the landing site. Tricorder.
We are at least 2 kilometers out of position.
Maybe you bounced us off the Romulan wrong.
Not possible, Captain.
If you weren't woken, I wouldn't believe you. Then what did happen, Mr. Savik?
Hypothesis. At the exact moment, our transporter beam hit the Romulan deflector. The Romulans did the same thing. Transporter refraction causes both teams to rematerialize outside landing coordinates.
Well, at least we ended up here, in the garden spot of Union 3.
To what positive qualities are you referring, sir? The smoke? The vast clouds of ash choking out the sun? The fact that we now require life support belts to survive on a planet that was Min Shara class 10 minutes ago?
All of the above. The alternative was the 1,000-kilometer crater full of molten lava down the hill to our left, or the continent-spanning forest on our right, which you'll notice is now entirely on fire. The spot does not win the Pavel Chekhov Garden Award without due consideration of the competition.
I believe I shall file a complaint with the judging panel. Sir, can you help me with this equipment? Our anti-grav units likely materialized in that forest.
So... we get to carry all this down to the crater by hand?
Unfortunately, sir, I need to program the detonation sequence.
So we aren't carrying it?
No, sir. I am afraid you are carrying it.
Oh, joy. Well, let's get on with it, Commander.
Still no acknowledgement from the Excelsior, Captain.
Is there any possibility that our own equipment is malfunctioning, Lieutenant?
None, sir. We're still in contact with the rest of the fleet.
We know this already, Captain Jameson. No need to reinvent the wheel.
Sorry, Admiral Stiles. I was just trying to follow standard operating procedure.
Yes, well, as you please. I'm not here to tell you how to run your ship. Quite the contrary, thank you for troubling yourself to rendezvous and bring me aboard. Whatever Uhura and Chekov think they're up to, I'm afraid it will take the firm hand of an admiral to pull their necks in.
What if the Excelsior really is in trouble, Admiral?
Captain Jameson, do you make it a policy to allow helmsmen to ask impertinent questions?
No, sir. Lieutenant, call your relief. You can expect a full... Hang on!
Barth!
Stand fast! Brace yourself! Easy! Easy!
What was that?
Spatial distortion wave, sir. Unknown configuration, but very powerful. And it came out of nowhere.
Origin?
The Union system. Where the Excelsior is, sir.
I'm well aware of that, Lieutenant.
Our wayward starship is a greater threat than I realized. Helm, increase speed by 2 warp factors.
Sir, she'll fly apart.
Oh, well, then maintain speed.
Send additional damage control teams to that compartment.
How many, Leggett?
All of them.
Leggett, respectfully, we must repair the damage to combat.
All of them. Subcommander, close channel. 3 of my men are trapped behind emergency bulkheads. The entire compartment is on fire.
Are they all right?
For now, yes, but in a minute, 2 minutes.
I'm sorry.
They're good soldiers of the Empire, all 3 of them. Their loyalty, unimpeachable. But your spatial distortion wave will probably be the death of them.
Liggett, you have sensors. You know that distortion wave damaged my ship as badly as it did yours. You know the Excelsior didn't fire it.
No, it didn't come from the Excelsior. It came from your super weapon.
It's not a weapon.
Well, then what is it, Captain?
I can't tell you.
What are you hiding? What could possibly be worse than what I already believe?
Liggett, I'm asking you to trust me.
Trust you?
Like I trusted you at Galarndon Corps?
I repaid that debt twice over.
I'm not asking you to trust a debt. I'm asking you to trust me. Trust Nyota Uhura, please.
It was when we met you.
I'm sorry?
You asked when I became so cunning. When our peoples first started encountering each other face to face 50 years ago. The Romulan people were proud warriors. Above all else, we prized honor. Nobility, gallantry in arms. No enemy could stand before us on a fair battlefield. And then we met you.
Me?
All of you humans. Vulcan, Starfleet captains, but especially you, Nyota, Uhura. You took 100 advantages and turned them against us. You tricked us, lied, cheated us out of victory, humiliated me time and again. The Romulan people are not stupid, Captain. We learn from our enemies, so behold, the modern Romulan. We have become a sneaking, skulking people, prizing cunning, promoting the treacherous. And I, their leader, the hero of Tomed, master of the new Romulan way. You say you'd never destroy a world, Nyota, but you destroyed mine long ago. And now you ask me to trust you? I've put men to death for lesser impudence.
Janice Wren always told me tricks will win a battle, but they'll never win a friend. She was right. We should have been friends, Leggett. Instead, we're watching the last sunset of a world on fire.
Your sub-commander told you how to lose friends. Did she tell you how to win them?
Somehow, I never asked.
Yes, sub-commander. What is it?
We're receiving a transmission, Leggett. Encoded Imperial Ultra.
From the High Command? They survived?
No, Leggett. The code is verified, but according to our instruments, the transmission originates at a pulsar.
Federation subterfuge, Captain?
I don't think so.
Put it through here, sub-commander. Activate screen.
Yes, Leggett.
Channel open.
Leggett, report. Have you retrieved the map stone?
Dovan?
You're not. This is a military channel, and whoever you are, if the Imperial Command finds...
Jehoshaphat! Centurion!
Yes, sub-commander?
The Legate's forgotten. Again.
History shifts, sub-commander. It is to be expected. Legate, this is Centurion Cortez of the Romulan High Command.
You're no Romulan. You're a Vulcan.
You speak of a difference that has been erased by my time. On the day of reunification, all Vulcans were given the choice to stand with Serac and die, or stand with Romulus and conquer. My parents chose to conquer, and we were reborn citizens of the Empire.
Your time. You claim to be from the future?
Yes, and you can confirm it by checking the quantum signature of the pulsar waves.
How did you know I'd demand confirmation?
Aside from the fact that you're the greatest tactician in history, the soldier who conquered Earth, we've had this conversation twice already. Next, you'll want me to tell you the name of your daughter.
My what?
Her daughter?
Your daughter, Liviana Charvanek. I believe you know her namesake.
I'm satisfied as to your credentials, Centurion.
Good. Subcommander. You remind the Legate of her duty to the eternal Romulan Empire.
Legate, your mission is simple. An artifact from our time period, an Iconian device called the Map Stone, has been stolen. It is critical that you retrieve it. We have warned you to be wary of the Federation starship Excelsior, but it appears history is unfolding as it should. I see the infamous Captain Uhura has already surrendered to you. No doubt her accomplice Captain Chekov is close behind.
This map stone is at Neutronium Pyramid, about 1 meter in each dimension?
So you have located it.
It will be secured within the hour.
Excellent. You are an admirable warrior in any time period, Leggett. High Command out.
Leggett, I know this seems strange.
Silence. If your super weapon is from the future... You've spoken to Sub-Commander Dovan before, haven't you?
He sent the distress call. He asked us to retrieve the map stone. But he was a Starfleet captain when we met him, not a member of the Romulan Guard.
Ah, the last piece of the puzzle. History shifts, the Centurion said. I suppose your surrender to me has tipped the balance of history in favor of the Romulan triumph.
Now you know my secret. Will you help us?
You still want the map stone, even after seeing that future?
I can't predict the next few hours. Maybe we can stop the Romulans from taking over the galaxy. Maybe not. But Dovan told us that without the map stone, the galaxy will be destroyed. Humans and Romulans alike. I can't let that happen. Not to any timeline.
Subcommander, prepare a quantum analysis of the pulsar message and adjust orbital eccentricity 33 marks.
Like it?
Just see to it, Tal. Before I send you back to Excelsior, I want to show you something.
You're moving your ship.
Just to the other side of the hemisphere.
Why?
Look. The sun is rising.
Is this going to take much longer?
Each time you ask, sir, I must add 10 seconds to my estimate.
And there is nothing I can do to help?
Have you received a master's degree in subspace wave harmonics from an accredited institution?
At this rate, I can probably write and defend my thesis before this cold fusion generator is online.
These nullifiers are designed to freeze the lava in a volcano. We are using them to freeze all the lava in a continent-sized crater.
Doesn't sound like rocket science.
No, it is significantly more complex. However, it is also complete. We may activate the nullifiers at your order. Sir, Captain Chekov. Disruptor beam.
You missed!
The Starfleet minx won't live to gloat about it.
Excelsior, I am under attack by Romulans. My communicator's dead.
We disabled your primitive equipment with our suppression field. Prepare to pay for your crimes, traitor.
How does your field defend big rocks, Cossack?
Oh.
Nice gun you have there.
Torvek, I will avenge you.
Maybe in another reality, friend.
Captain, where did you go?
I've been captain of the Enterprise for 15 years. I can hear a couple of Romulan greenhorns sneaking up on me.
So you snuck around behind them instead, leaving me to bait the trap.
Bait is such an ugly word. You were an enticement.
Yes, that is what I said. Bait. Are they dead?
No, just unconscious. And I don't know how long stuns last on the Romulan disruptor. Let's finish the job and beam out of here. 34,000 square meters of frozen lava coming up.
Excelsior.
Excelsior here, Commander. We lost contact for a moment. Now locked on, ready to transport at your signal.
Activating the nullifiers.
Energizing.
Captain on the bridge.
Report?
Sensors report. The crater is petrified, Captain.
Good work, Chekov. Tell the away team they may beam up in the clear whenever they're ready.
We're being hailed, sir. The Romulan flagship.
I hope she recalled her troops in time.
Are you worried they might have hurt the captain and the commander?
No. I'm afraid the captain might hurt them. On screen.
My soldiers are unconscious, Captain.
We'll beam them directly to your medical center.
You'll do no such thing, Captain. Romulans, rescue Romulans.
Liggett, we've completed the first step as promised. The crater is frozen. If you wish, I'll leave the next stage to you.
Now that the lava is neutralized, all we have to do is dig out the map stone and transport it.
We're preparing our equipment now.
I've already sent a mining team and 50 soldiers to secure the site.
Then you hardly need my permission to take command of the operation, do you?
No, I don't. Screen off.
I hear we're working with the Romulans now.
Welcome back, Captain. The rumor mill already knows.
Possibly before you did. So much for my plan to go out in a blaze of glory.
Captain, new contact on sensors.
Unknown vessel, please identify. Starship Falcon, sir. Mark Jameson commanding.
Not exactly, Excelsior.
Admiral Stiles.
You know the saying, if you want something done right. Now, how about I clean up one of your messes, Uhura?
Admiral,
We have a detente with the Romulans. If you do anything to jeopardize it...
I'm not talking about the Romulans. I'm talking about these distortion waves. The last one hit out as far as Starbase 234. Two people died. Now, Commander Jameson, science people are telling me these waves come from some kind of artifact on the surface of that planet you destroyed. I don't know what you and your pointy-eared pals have been playing with out here, but I'm going to fix it before anyone else dies.
How?
I'm going to blow it up. We've got a tri-cobalt device aboard for interface testing with a subspace displacement of 16,000 teracochrans. I don't care what that rock is made of. We'll blow this space menace halfway into the next universe.
Admiral.
Falcon out.
Sirs, a tri-cobalt device with that yield would destroy the mapstone.
Raise him again.
The Falcon is refusing all hails.
Of all the pig-headed... Force us into his viewer if you have to.
I cannot. The Falcon has changed its prefix code.
I suppose he learned that from the Enterprise last year.
Oh, so you heard about that.
Left till I was sick, Captain.
Sirs, I'm reading an energy buildup on the Falcon's torpedo bay.
They're about to fire.
Helm, move us between the Falcon and the planet. We have to block that shot.
Aye, sir.
Commander USS Falcon is demanding we move to a safe distance. Text only, one way.
Request ship-to-ship visual.
Request denied.
Then Stiles can eat static. Helm, report.
We are between the Falcon and the Mapstone. But, sir, the Falcon's an Ambassador-class starship. The Excelsior can't keep up with her.
Don't let the old girl hear you say that.
How long until the Falcon outmaneuvers us?
They'll have a clear shot at the Mapstone in 14 minutes, 5 seconds. Maybe less.
Then we don't have much time to come up with a plan.
The Legate's flagship is hailing, but using a code I don't recognize.
That's because she and Captain Uhura have their own little secret language.
We both used to be communications officers. We share a love of codes. Plugging in the decryption chip.
Coming through clear now, Captain. Putting her up on speakers.
Legate? We have a problem.
We've been listening.
The Ambassador class is the queen of the fleet. She can fly circles around any of us. Given enough time, the Falcon will get that shot.
He can outrun us. Can he outgun us?
We are not opening fire on the Federation vessel.
Perhaps you aren't, but someone just told me the future of the entire galaxy depends on that stone.
Do you want to stake the whole future on winning a battle against Falcon and Excelsior? Because that's what you'd have to do.
Do you have a better suggestion?
Help me find one.
There's no time.
Couldn't we confuse their targeting sensors somehow? They only have one torpedo. We just have to fool them once.
We could use a hologram projector to make it appear the Mapstone is in a different part of the crater.
Like a funhouse mirror.
Precisely.
That might work on a normal day, but Falcon sensors are actively sweeping us. They instantly see what we were doing.
And compensate. He came ready for us.
Not all of us, Captain.
What do you mean?
Well, you may have forgotten I have two other cloaked warbirds in orbit that Stiles knows nothing about, and they could send a holographic interference signal with no one the wiser.
The warbirds? Of course.
Liggett, get them in position. We'll buy you a few minutes while your officers figure out how to build that funhouse mirror.
Acceptable. Screen off.
11 minutes till Falcon acquires target.
Captain, another signal. It's coming from the pulsar.
Dovan.
I'll take it in my office. Alone this time.
Aye, Captain.
Accept transmission.
Captain Uhura. So glad to see you one last time.
You too, Captain Dovan.
Captain?
Yes. The first time we talked, you were commanding the Excelsior. The new one.
Lords of Kobol, what crazy parallel timelines have you been seeing? I'm a junior lieutenant, or I was before I got kicked out. These are my friends, Melissa.
Niota.
Isaac.
An honor, as always.
And Jubari.
Elkhart, we don't have a lot of time here.
Where are you?
We're in my shuttlecraft, hiding in the corona of Union Star. Unfortunately, this transmission shows up on sensors like a lighthouse. They're sure to find us this time.
Who's looking for you? The Romulans?
The Romulans?
The Romulans are all dead. We're hiding from the bad guys. The ones who destroyed the galaxy. Do you have the map stone?
We just need a few more minutes. Problem?
We don't actually have that long.
3 Myriad blob ships just broke off the Hawkeye patrol line. They're heading straight for us.
Take us deeper into the sun. This is a shuttlecraft. We don't have metaphasic shields, and we definitely don't have a few minutes.
Guess my math was a little off.
Can't you call for reinforcements?
Reinforcements? From where?
The Federation, our allies, anyone.
The last free person we heard from was 5 weeks ago. A civilian cargo captain called, name of Yates, offered to let us join her convoy of refugees escaping the galaxy. I turned her down. We still had a map stone to find. 6 hours later, a hunter-killer group caught up with her. No survivors.
Blob ships are dropping out of transwarp.
Evasive pattern.
If the galaxy's already been wiped out, why do you still need the map stone?
I thought you knew.
Well, I don't.
I don't like to say it aloud.
Say what aloud, mister?
Revenge. Those monsters killed and enslaved everyone from here to the Dominion. They won't get to enjoy it for long. We need the map stone so we can burn down what's left of the galaxy around them.
You're telling me it's a doomsday weapon?
That's not its true purpose. If we'd met a few months earlier, a few weeks even.
Like when we first spoke?
When I was captain of the Excelsior?
They're entering the corona. Weapons lock in 30.
The first time we met, you needed the map stone to save the galaxy, not destroy it.
Well, in a universe where I was captain of the Federation flagship, yeah, maybe we would have had a chance. Could have slowed things down, used the map stone the right way. But the Starfleet in that universe would have to be a lot bolder than this one. More tolerant of officers who bend the rules.
More open to cowboys?
But that would have been a Starfleet with a lot more admirals like you. And a lot fewer named Styles.
They've locked on.
Countermeasures.
Launching countermeasures.
You said before that my actions today are changing your future. So everything's so much worse in your time because of something I did today?
Or something you're planning to do.
Then maybe we can still fix it.
Maybe you can still fix it. I hope so. Because the Alcar Dovan of this timeline has about 10 seconds to live.
3-4 angling in from port. They flanked us.
Or more like 5.
Firing all torpedoes. Too late. Impact.
Niota, are you okay?
We made it all worse, Pavel. Everything we did today, everything I did, only made it worse. I just saw the world end.
That can't have been easy.
That's the strange part. It was. Or maybe not strange. My world has been ending for some time now, hasn't it? That planet is burnt up. My mission has failed. My career is doomed. And Janice Rand, my Janice, she's dead.
You know the last thing she'd let you do right now is start crying about her.
Then what would she do, Pavel? Right now, I'm fresh out of plans.
Same thing she always did. She'd propose something. I'd say, it's a beautiful principle, Janice, but it isn't a plan. Then she'd say, it's the right thing to do. But I say, that doesn't get us past the facts on the ground. She turns my own words back on me, and you weigh in with some entirely different idea. And we all say, Captain, in very surprised voices. Then we go out and save the day. I know my side of that argument. I wish I'd listened more closely to hers.
What are the facts on the ground?
Right now, there's only one that matters. As long as Admiral Stiles is trying to blow up the Mapstone, we're going to have to do something to make sure he can't.
You listened better than you realized, Pavel.
I did?
That's exactly what Janice would say.
Captain?
Mr. Savick, transmit to the Romulans, text only. Trix will win a battle, but we need some friends.
Sir?
No question. Transmit.
And where do you think you're going, Captain?
I'm beaming down.
I don't think that's wise.
When I give the order, I want you to move the Excelsior out of the way. Give the Falcon a clear shot on the map stone.
Sir.
That's an order. Possibly the last order I'll ever give.
You can pull rank on her, but I have 2 weeks seniority on you. Don't make me use it.
Pavel, listen to me. This time is not enough for us to stand up to Stiles so that he can't blow up the map stone. This time we need somebody else to stand up to Stiles so he stops trying. My bridge is yours, Captain.
You heard the lady. Let's move. Helm, lay in a new course.
25 meters.
Centurion, you must hurry.
We will extract the artifact in time, Centurion.
The Empire depends upon it.
Therefore, we will not fail, Legate.
It's Captain Uhura! Stop her!
Wait! I'm here to help you.
Mulan, replace your sidearm at once. The Excelsior is working alongside us.
But, sir, we can't trust...
The entire DIC team is to give Captains Uhura and Chekov their full cooperation. That is an order. Captain, be aware that all my weapons are locked on your ship. Should you betray this trust...
Thank you, Legate. You've deployed pattern enhancers.
To help our transporters lock onto the artifact.
And make it impossible for anyone else's transporters to steal it out from under you. Activate them, please. We don't have much time.
Ulan, step two.
Yes, Centurion.
Centurion, the plasma drill. It's digging toward the map stone? Is it automatic?
Yes.
Then get your men away from there. I'm about to do something very dangerous, and there's no need for them to share in it.
Legate?
Because of the Galorndin core, Diota?
Because it's me, Legate.
Do as she says, Centurion.
All personnel.
Evacuate the dig site.
Transporter chamber. Begin extraction.
Uhura to Excelsior.
Do it now.
Captain.
Hit it, Excelsior. Out! All right, Mr. Stiles. No weapons, no backup, and no escape. Just you and me. Let's see who blinks first.
Captain.
What is it, Lieutenant?
The Excelsior, sir. She's moving out of the way.
They've seen reason, then. Target the impact site. Load the tri-cobalt device.
How many Romulans still on the surface, Lieutenant?
None, sir. But, sir, there's a human life sign.
What's that?
It's Captain Uhura, sir.
Put her on screen.
Is she inside the blast radius?
Admiral, Captain Uhura is literally standing on top of the neutronium artifact. We can't destroy it without killing her.
And everything else within 100 kilometers.
Call the transporter room. Beam her out of there.
We can't, sir. Romulan pattern enhancers are scrambling her signal.
I could take a shuttlecraft. Remove her with a security team.
Nah, no time. In a few minutes, she'll dig out the artifact and hand it over to the Romulans. And I don't care to imagine what deviltry they have planned for it.
Lieutenant, contact Captain Uhura on the surface.
Belay that. Dialogue is exactly what she wants. That's how she and Chekov always win. No, decisive action is what today's Starfleet needs. Transmit a warning message. Tell her to get clear of the artifact, and that this is her only warning.
Fat chance, Admiral. How much longer, computer?
3 minutes, 7 seconds.
If I know Stiles, he'll wait until about the 30-second mark to make his decision.
60. Admiral Stiles always overestimates his margin of error.
7? Chekov, where did you come from?
If Stiles nukes you, he didn't want you to hug all the glory.
But the pattern enhancers.
I transported your officers. I had already decided to join in your plan when they called.
Can I ask about that plan? As far as I can see, the plan is stand in front of the Mapstone while Stiles orbits with a weapon of mass destruction he wants to use on the Mapstone.
That's about the size of it.
And, where's the trick?
What trick?
The trick that makes it so Stiles doesn't just shoot us and blow up the Mapstone along with four of his least favorite people.
Oh, that trick. There's no trick.
I thought you said you were getting somebody else to stand up to Stiles.
I am. With any luck, I'm getting Stiles to stand up to Stiles. He hides it well. But at bottom, he's a Starfleet officer.
You don't believe he'll fire?
On fellow officers? Without hearing them out? He wears this uniform. He's not capable of it.
Captain, I'm not certain you realize how much he hates you. And me. And the Liggett.
Appealing to the honor of a man who has none. Invigorating. I am proud to stand beside you. As Ki Baratan stood beside Jolan True of old.
Where do you think I got the idea?
Question. What happens to the heroes at the end of this particular legend? I ask only for information.
Lieutenant, load tri-cobalt device into torpedo 2-1. Lock on target.
Yes, sir?
Admiral, may I remind you that Uhura doesn't have sensors down there. She can't see you locking on, so it won't make your bluff any more convincing.
Captain? I'm not bluffing. Lieutenant, fire!
I think the worst part is that if this doesn't work, we'll never know. The detonation will kill us before we ever see it coming.
I've sometimes dreamed about Chekhov's last stand, but I must admit the climax has never had me standing still in front of an old rock, hoping I don't get blown up.
Indeed. To die with a phaser in both hands, surrounded by nothing but the fallen bodies of one's enemies. Fantasies are a natural and healthy part of any psyche. They are rarely logical.
I just don't feel like much of a cowboy right now.
That's because we're not cowboys, Niota. We're a lot more dangerous than that. We're idealists, which makes us a threat to every bureaucrat and admiral in the galaxy.
And perhaps more pertinently at the moment, makes them a threat to you.
That was not a suggestion. Fire, Lieutenant.
Sir, I need Commander Jameson's authorization codes.
What's this?
Well, tricobalt's a restricted substance, sir, so Regulation 16-10 requires command authorization before the computer will fire.
Is this true?
It's pretty obscure, sir, but Commander Jameson was fully briefed during ordinance.
Yes, Lieutenant, thank you. I'll release the codes at once, sir.
Of course, under the Starfleet Code of Justice, command authorization will make Captain Jameson materially responsible for the decision to fire on Captains Uhura and Chekov.
Of course. The codes, Captain.
I think perhaps we should hear what the captains have to say first.
Perhaps we should have. The responsibility for that error is mine, if error it was, but there's no time left. They've been warned. They made their choice. The codes, Captain.
But if they're right, and we kill them...
They violated orders, not us. No court-martial in the sector would charge you.
What about the media? What about the promotion board? You're an admiral, sir. I don't need to be charged to be destroyed.
If Uhura and Chekov are wrong, and you fail to stop them, hundreds of people could die, maybe more. We know that. That would end your career just as quickly.
True.
So the question you have to ask yourself, Commander, is who do you trust? Those people down there? Two captains who despise you, who hold you beneath contempt, who have humiliated you on half a dozen occasions, who are trying to disgrace you once again at this very moment? Or me? Time's up. I need those codes, either now or never. Your future is in your hands, Commander.
Damn it to hell. I'm sorry, Admiral.
30 seconds.
Iverix, prepare transporter. Lock on 4 life signs and the map stone as soon as it is unearthed.
Yes.
I almost can't believe this actually worked.
No, you were right. By the end, I almost couldn't believe it wouldn't.
Captain Uhura, I thank you.
Liggett, thank you.
And when next we meet, Niota, you have my permission to call me by my given name.
20 seconds.
I wish I knew when that would be.
It will be sooner than you think.
What makes you say that?
I'm not planning an invasion, if that's what you're thinking, Captain. I just have a hunch.
Objective complete.
We have obtained the map stone.
Iverix, commence transport.
Captain Dolan, something's coming through the gateway.
On screen.
It's the map stone, sir.
Stars, they did it. Uhura and Chekov pulled it off.
Of course they did. They're Pavel Chekov and Niota Uhura. It's an honor just to be sitting in her old chair.
Well, not literally her old chair.
Actually, Lieutenant, we do have Captain Uhura's chair.
Nobody ever had the heart to throw it away, so they've just installed it in each new Excelsior ever since. I always wondered, sir, how does it feel?
Like sitting on the shoulders of giants. Also, lumpy. Don't look at me like that. It's 100 years old. Miss Yubari, signal Admiral Parker. Tell him that we have the map stone. Tell him that for the first time, we have a fighting chance.
So we came a lot closer to getting killed than we realized. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Janeway, sir. Edward Janeway. And there is one other thing. The safety regulation I mentioned, requiring command codes to fire a tricobalt weapon?
Regulation 16/10, you said.
It doesn't actually exist. I made it up.
I know that.
You do?
I wasn't sure you'd confess to it. I just don't understand why Jameson went along with it.
He'd rather die than be caught getting regulations wrong in front of an admiral. Easier to just agree with me. But as soon as he has a chance to check the rulebook...
You'll be in need of a quick transfer to warmer climes.
Something like that.
I'm pretty sure I can find a place on the Enterprise for an officer of your caliber. We'll be in touch, Mr. Janeway.
Thank you, sir. Falcon out.
Captain on the bridge. The Liggett has sent the Mapstone back wherever it came from.
And she's taking herself and her warbirds back to wherever they came from.
Now we must wait to learn how history unfolds.
The long way around this time. That just leaves us and the Admiral.
Have you decided what you are going to do about Admiral Stiles, ma'am?
You know, I think I have. I'm gonna fire him.
Well, it has the virtue of being unexpected. But you are just a captain.
Not for long, I'm not. Stiles has me dead to rights on a half-dozen court-martial offenses. They'll give me a chance to resign, to spare the fleet the disgrace, but if I don't take it, they'll drum me out.
And then what?
It's recently come to my attention. What Starfleet needs most is a change at the top.
You're not.
I am. Effective next week, I'm going to run for the Federation Council.
You know, Niota, you're not as young as you used to be.
But no one's ever too old to do some good.
I hope this doesn't mean I have to stop being such a renegade.
If you keep it up, Captain, I'll make you an admiral. And that's a promise.
Like Janice always said, ever upward.
Captain, the Falcon is hailing. They order us to come about and prepare to be tractored back to space dock.
I would think the Excelsior has earned a more dignified send-off than that.
Helm, lay on a course for space dock.
Aye, sir.
You're not going to let Stiles tow you home.
No, but I'm going to let him try. Depends on whether his pretty new starship can catch us. Helm, maximum warp. Engage.
Star Trek.
Excelsior. Starring Nichelle Nichols as Captain Niota Uhura.
With Walter Koenig as Captain Pavel Chekhov.
And Robin Curtis as Commander Savick.
The Leggett was played by Joanne Linville. Admiral Stiles was Dakin Matthews. Commander Jameson, Stephen Manley. Sub-Commander Tal, Jack Donner. Associate producers Daniel Turetsky, Luke Hardy, John Lipsey, Chris Bainbridge, Claire Smogger, Kevin Partington, M. Hudson, Larry Hall, John Caballero, Rebecca Skipper, Roger D. Noriega. Written by James Haney. Directed by Jim Smagata. Co-executive producers Zach McGinnis and Mike Hennessy. In that episode of Starship Excelsior, Alcar Dovan was played by Larry Phelan. Angel Cortez was Elise Crowley. Alex Lorak, Sam Gillis, Neva, Kennedy, Osuki Yabari, Caitlin Haney, Alex Roll, Michael Liebman, Dr. Sharp, Edison Potter, Falcon Lieutenant Alexander Cole, Isaac Brahms, Julian Bain, Helm, John Boss, Excelsior Officer, Jim Smagata, the Romulans, Gary Combo, Andy Thompson, and Matthew Blondin, Romulan Computer, Gareth Boley, Narrator, Mike Hennessy, Executive Producer, James Haney, Post Producers, Shane Davidson, Andy Thompson, Matthew Blondin, Bob Hopwood, Jim Smagata, James Haney, and Mike Hennessy, Line Producers, Bob Hopwood, Luke Hardy, Alan Michael Sword, and Nathan Pope, recorded at Mark Grau Voiceover Studios, Subcat Studios, and around the world. Original music by Sam Gillis. The extended soundtracks of Star Trek V and Star Trek VI may be purchased from Entrada Records at Entrada.com. Star Star Trek 2 and 3 are available from Screen Archives Entertainment at screenarchives.com. The Star Trek Nemesis soundtrack is available from Veres Sarabande at veressarabande.com. Star Trek Original Series and Star Trek Deep Space Nine soundtrack collections are sold by La La Land Records at lalalandrecords.com. All are wonderful products from excellent vendors. Special thanks to Aaron Sutherland, Lolita Faccio, Michael Blaze, Edison Potter, Martha Stephen, and Caitlin Haney, Nathan Lisney, Colin Heyman, the Star Trek CCG Continuing Committee, and our many generous Kickstarter backers. Very special thanks on this golden anniversary to Gene Roddenberry, the great bird of the galaxy, and to everyone who has helped create Star Trek, official or not, for the past 50 years. Just 47 more until the Vulcans get here. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios, Incorporated. Starship Excelsior is a fan production that is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchisee. Starship Excelsior is a non-commercial, fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.
Starship Excelsior will return in 2017.